Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Therese, T-H-E-R-E-S-E, LaRosa, L-A, capital R-O-S-A. Therese LaRosa is a 58-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 6/28/21. Apparently she fell in a freezer on ice and struck her right knee and left elbow. Apparently she states the left elbow was only bruised. She did go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. She relates undergoing an MRI at Southern Ocean Medical Center on her knee that revealed a torn meniscus and torn anterior cruciate ligament. She received physical therapy but did not undergo any surgery in this matter. Period. She asserts that, quote, I was never sent to an orthopedic doctor. Period, end quote. She finished her therapy in August of 2021. She admits to injuring her left knee in August 2019. She was found to have a meniscus tear that was repaired that was treated first with injections and then surgically in March of 2020. She was out of work for about 6 weeks at that time. Period. The paragraph, as per her claim petition, Ms. LaRosa alleges she slipped on ice on 6/28/21, injuring her right knee and left elbow. Period. I am in receipt of progress notes from orthopedist Dr. Malfitano, M-A-L-F-I-T-A-N-O, dated 8/31/21. Period. She related she fell onto her left elbow at work in June. Period. That area did bruise. Period. She had therapy for the elbow but was not improving, so was sent for an MRI and referred to Dr. Malfitano. Period. She stated at this point her elbow was tight. Period. Dr. Malfitano noted x-rays of the elbow showed no bony deformities. Period. She diagnosed left elbow pain and contusion. Period. She recommended continued home exercises and to return if she has any further problems. Period. I'm not in receipt of records pertaining to treatment on her right knee. Period. Physical exam. She states, she corrects that she never saw an orthopedic surgeon for her knee. Period. Extremities upper, normal. Hands, wrist, elbows, normal. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed healed surgical scarring about the left knee, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Paired motion of both knees was guarded from 0 to 90 degrees of flexion without crepitus or tenderness. Paired motion of the hips and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Manual muscle testing was 4+/5 for resisted right quadricep strength, but was otherwise 5/5. So that is normal. Modified provocative maneuvers at the knee were negative. These were done to account for her cervical spine surgery involving fusion. She then used two pillows to make herself more comfortable. Lumbosacral, she was able to walk on her heels and stand on her toes. She changed positions fluidly, was able to squat to 65 degrees and rise. Impressions on 6/28/21. Therese LaRosa slipped and fell while at work, striking her left elbow and right knee. Period. She did undergo x-rays and an MRI of the elbow and was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Malfitano for the elbow. Previously diagnosed a contusion with no further supervised medical treatment necessary. Paired Ms. LaRosa currently asserts she had an MRI of the knee identifying a torn meniscus and anterior cruciate ligament. Period. I'm not in receipt of that report. Paired she also volunteered she had injured her left knee in 2019, resulting in a meniscal tear and surgery in March 2020. Period. New paragraph. The current examination found her to have decreased symmetric range of motion about both knees associated with guarding. Period. But rocketed maneuvers at the knees were negative. Period. She was unable to lay prone, necessitating modification of these maneuvers. Period. She walked with a physiologic gait and did not utilize a handheld assistive device for ambulation. Period. She was able to squat to 65 degrees and rise. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left arm. Period. There is 5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right leg for the presumptive diagnoses of tear of the anterior cruciate ligament and meniscus treated conservatively. Period. And underline this, please obtain the report of her knee MRI down at Southern Ocean Medical Center where she was employed. Period. And that is the end.